Joining us now is Suzanne Tormalin, who is Table's Director of Marketing. Suzanne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us here. So tell us, before we go any further here, what does Table do?
Table was founded in 2008, really to provide a service for children living in Chapel Hill as additional food support. And we started providing food to children to 12 children at one elementary school. And since then, we've grown to, like you said, over 1,100 children, but across Orange County. And we deliver food directly to their doors every single week.
Now, obviously, a lot of those folks are going to be impacted by what happens if their SNAP benefits get cut as this government shutdown lingers on. How many of them depend on SNAP benefits, and what is your department prepared to do if they come to Table?
So we actually do not collect that type of information about the kids that we serve. So I can't comment on how many of the 1,100 kids in our program, those families rely on SNAP benefits. But what I can say is that, like, at least across Orange County, I believe the last number was there are 8,700 participants in the SNAP program. And that they receive $2.6 million every month. So obviously that is going to be a huge gap in the county overall. In terms of what Table is doing, really our priority is to make sure the kids that we're serving continue to get consistent access to healthy, fresh food, no matter what's going on at the federal level. And that's what we'll continue to do. The kids that are on our program, they will still get the same food that they've been getting, and there'll be no stop in the services that we provide.
Do you have a wait list of families right now that need help?
Yes, we do. We actually, as of today, we're encroaching upon 300 kids on our wait list. It's growing every single day. And we approach our wait list really from a sustainable standpoint. You know, as we receive more funds and we can grow our program, then we can allow more kids off the wait list. We do obviously bring in kids from the wait list when families move out of our program or children age out, and that's how we're doing it right now as well. But we do rely on the support of the community.
So obviously it's something that has impacted the area actually for quite some time. Did you see an increase in your services when COVID happened, around COVID, and SNAP benefits were cut back in spring of 2023?
Yeah, so back in spring of 2023, like you said, that's when the SNAP benefits were significantly reduced post-COVID era, and we saw a dramatic increase in the amount of families coming to us asking for services. And in fact, we have not run without a wait list since that point.
And, in fact, obviously that's a lot to take in. How much do you receive in terms of donations from nearby farmers or banks?
So we actually have a really strong local farm partnership program. We are currently working with, I believe it's about 6 local farms. We have, it's a mutually beneficial relationship. We do pay them for the food that they grow, and so we are sustainably supporting them, and they're helping us to provide our kids with the freshest possible food. A lot of these farmers are harvesting in the morning and delivering it that day, and it goes out our door to the kids that afternoon.
The need to feed one child for a year, the amount that costs, though, is not cheap, right?
Right. So, currently, it is $30 to feed one child for 1 week. It's $1,500 to feed a child for a year. Currently, with feeding just over 1,100 kids every week, it costs us $33,750 every week to support those kids.
And you still have – that's not leading to a cut in your goals and the amount of kids that you want to feed each year, right?
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
That's not. I mean, you still have the same goal of feeding the same amount of children each year, right?
Yeah, we have been steadily increasing the amount of kids we feed every year. So in January of 2024, I should say December 2023, we're feeding about 850 kids a week. We moved into a new building that we had a capital campaign for that we raised $2.4 million. We moved into that building in January of 2024. and immediately increase our numbers to 1,000. And we've been steadily increasing since then. We have a goal that within the next 6 to 8 months, we'd like to be feeding 1,250 children.
So how can people donate to TABLE?
They can go directly to our website and click Donate Now. Like I said, $30 feeds one child for 1 week. Any amount makes a huge impact, and that's something I've been trying to really raise awareness for. $30, great. $10, great. The other thing, people can become recurring donors. That is how we sustainably run our business, knowing we will have a certain amount of money coming in every month. Again, any little bit people can donate each month would be huge. Monetarily, if that's not something people can do, we rely on nearly 200 volunteers every week. So come on out to TABLE and volunteer. You can go to our website and see the different ways you can do that. Or simply are getting into the holiday season, we rely on food donations from the community, fresh produce and non-perishables. So as people are hosting their Thanksgiving dinners, holiday parties, you can tie in a food drive to that, and you can drop it off at our office. We also have an Amazon wish list, too.
Absolutely. So encourage people to take any opportunity they can to donate to TABLE. Suzanne Tormollen joining us here today from TABLE. Well, thank you so much for joining us here, Suzanne. Best of luck to you. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.